There is only one candidate left.
Could at least got me something to drink. Here they are, something. Hi.
Hello, and welcome to Hutton Orbital. Could you just state your name, please, for the records?
Yes, sure. Edward Lewis, the Galactic Intern, if you want my formal title.
Very good, very good. And just going through your CV here, your qualifications. Why have you applied for this? But first of all, we'll start with your qualifications. What makes you think you're qualified to be an intern here at Hutton?
Well, I have a lot of experience with a lot of different community groups. So, of course, I spent time with the Fuel Rats and did a proper fuel run, and those guys thought I was really great, so I got experience with those guys. I spent some time with the Elite Secret Service, but I can't go into too many more details about those because they'll kill me if I do. I spent some time even undercover with some pirating, and the Elite Racers as well. I crashed and burned. But then, I did all right. I picked up some new flying skills there too. And I'm sure I'll get lots of more experience later as well. So I'm the kind of person who likes to try out new things. And I think, the Hutton Truckers if you guys, you're right up there with, I'd just love to try something out with you guys, you know?
So formal qualifications though, I've got down here, not much. Would that be right?
I mean, if it depends on your definition of formal qualifications. If by you mean that I have no trucker license or no license of any kind at all, then yes, you would be correct. But I am 100% spirit, and I think that's the most important thing.
Okay, very good, very good. So the next most important question, what do you think makes a good Hutton trucker then?
To be a good Hutton trucker, you have to, that's a good question. I'm very impressed by your questioning. You have to have a fantastic mug, a suitable mug. You have to have good mug dodging skills. You have to have fantastic resilience, patience, and most importantly, a good sense of humour, which you all do, of course. Please give me the job.
Well, yeah. One very important question, though. Have you ever actually been to Hutton other than for this interview?
If by me going to travel to Hutton, I've seen pictures of Hutton, if that's what you mean. Is that what you mean?
So you've never flown the hour and a half?
In all seriousness, no, I've actually never flown all the way over there myself.
Right, okay. And therefore, so you didn't take part in any of the previous Hutton community goals that we had alongside, 3,200 other commanders?
You can't see me. Well, you can because you're in the room with me in this pretend office situation. But I am hanging my head in shame. I didn't take part in that. I know that people did within Frontier, and they were rewarded valiantly for their efforts. And that's why I didn't get a trophy, but they did. But I'm very keen.
Okay. As an aside, and it's quite an important one, you mentioned it earlier during the interview, but what's your view on pirates?
Piracy. What's my view on piracy?
Yeah, obviously, if you want to be a trucker, one of the biggest obstacles we have on any of the events that we do, and you want to do an intern with us, is the danger created by the various pirate groups out there. So, what is your view on the pirate groups that are out there, and what's your view on how you might deal with them should you come across them?
I mean, to each their own, of course. If you wish to be a pirate, I think that is... I don't know how well this interview is going, to be honest, because I'm just going to say how it is. I'm going to say my honest opinion. I think honesty is an important characteristic to have. I think piracy, there's a place in the world for a pirate, The pirate needs a hug too, I think, sometimes. That's all it is. Pirates just need a hug and then run away in the opposite direction while they're confused about the love that they've been given.
Okay, okay. Well, that's reasonable. While you're being honest, then, have you ever seen a Thargoid?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You wouldn't know anything about octagonal shapes, and you've not seen any pictures during any of your previous internships.
Well, I have. In 1984, before I was born, I did once see something that you might be referring to, but nothing since then, anyway. Nothing.
Oh, right, okay.
Nothing that I've seen.
Nothing okay. And could you name your two biggest failings?
My two biggest failings. When I spent some time with the Elite Secret Service, I was struggling to drop out in the correct location. And that was really good. So I think that's going to be fun when we're jumping from location to location to make
sure
that
you're not inspiring us with confidence here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun doing that.
You know, the usual one we have from interns is, I'm a perfectionist. That's always a good one. But anyway, okay.
Honesty. And the other one
is... honesty. Okay, utter honesty. Well,
that's it. I'm too honest, if anything, for anyone.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Well, we're on a live video feed here to Alvin over in the corner, who seems to be wagging his tail quite a bit. So I'm assuming you've met one or two of the team here before, because I've got a note across my desk that says, give him a job, even if he fluffs the interview.
Oh, I don't know.
So
what, that
you
looks
didn't
like
bribe anybody at all.
Went through. Looks like my credit transfer went through just fine.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, given that I don't ever object to anything that Alvin tells us to do, I'm going to have to offer you the role as an intern as well.
Fantastic. Honestly, really, really thrilled.
Both of us are busy on the 3rd of December, but we have a little project we need a hand with.
Okay.
How much do you know about the Battle of Maypole?
I mean, if by know about it, you mean no. I'm sure you can tell the listeners and the viewers all sorts of things.
Well, we will do, but I suggest probably research might be in order. Well, just following that battle, we smashed a lot of mugs. In fact, we didn't. Yeah. Those pirates that you said there was a place for in the universe smashed an awful lot of rare items from Hutton.
Yes.
And we've had a message from the scientists saying they've been recovering the cargo and it's pretty smashed up. And we think the ideal internship for you would be to go and find some glue and stick these mugs back together again. And as luck would have it, at just the right distance away from Maypole, just over 200 light years, there's a place called ZZ. ZZ is great because it's easy to get to. But ZZ's there, it's 27 jumps away, and I reckon you need to get a couple of trucks together on the 3rd of December and prove to us that you're, I was about to say as good as you say you are, but you were dreadfully honest. As good as everybody else tells us you ought to be.
Honestly? This is going to be the greatest achievement from all of the Hutton Truckers have done yet. And it's as if you guys had planned this in advance or something.
No, that's your job.
Oh,
We're not doing any of the planning. That's your job.
Okay.
You've done the fuel rats bit, so you know the fuel rats. You might want to get in touch with them. 27 jumps is a long way. Yeah, and you need to find some truckers. I assume you own a Type 9.
Oh, yes. Well, Daddy can pay for it. You've seen my income. It's massive. Yeah. Daddy pays for everything. He likes to make sure that I'm set up for life, and he understands that sometimes financial backing is important. Yeah, okay, I have to learn how to exist in the real world, but you know, he understands that I might need a little push.
Okay, well, on the basis of what Alvin's told me to do, and on the basis of your enthusiasm, we're going to give you a go at this one on the 3rd of December. You want to be there nice and early. One of the things about convoys is don't be late.
Okay, I promise. And there's obviously going to be a lot of preparation involved. And later on, I'll get my people to email your people. You can email their people, and we'll make sure that all the people come together into one mass of people. And then we'll make this happen. We'll make this a reality. And I promise, Alvin. Promise, well, Alvin over there in the corner. I promise, Alvin, I will not let you down.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time. And yes, as our only interviewee for the internship, yes, welcome to the team.
Can't wait. Let's do this.
Oh, finally got here, Dave. All right, have you done the interview already? Right,
you've missed it. Yes, the galactic intern here was being brutally honest about it.